Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Perry's here. Kathy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the top social media expert in the galaxy. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's my social media expert, but don't hold that against her. Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K. Perry with a P. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. So, Kathy, give us the news. Before I go off on social media, tell us the news. What are some of the things that you're working on these days to help small business owners get the most out of social media if they must?
Well, the thing is, the number one question that people always ask me is, when is the best time for me to post on social media? And each of the platforms is a little bit different, and your audience might be different. So you do have to always pay attention to your unique audience and their habits and when they might be watching and online. But according to Sprout Social's report, and they looked at it based on engagement, the highest engagement that their all of their clients were using and getting. And on Facebook, it was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings.
Wow.
And then Monday.
Who would have thought that, right?
Yeah, actually Monday too, Monday morning.
But not Thursday.
Weekends were the worst.
Not Thursday morning.
No, Thursday is not in the mix.
What's the deal?
And then weekends were the worst time to post. Now on Instagram, Monday through Friday was good, but weekends again were bad. So Instagram, included Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, it said Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays were the best days for the
But day. Only after the sun goes down, right? Right?
Right. And LinkedIn, it said Tuesdays through Thursdays were the best, and weekends were definitely no good on
See,
LinkedIn.
What you're telling me, is why you're making me so happy that I have chosen not to let social media get inside my head.
Absolutely.
Because what you just described is schizophrenia. Trying to keep up with all that and being a small business owner and trying to out chess play the social media audience is an exercise in schizophrenia. Am I wrong?
It's definitely for the people who are analytical, who like to look at these numbers and figure stuff out. But you always still have to remember what's your audience like? And not just look at what are the overall statistics.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting that weekends, they said, no, don't post. But, recently I've done some ads for clients, and the weekends did good.
Well, all of my publishing, all of my article publishing for 22 years has been on the weekend. And I did it. I started out doing it myself in 99. And over the years, as I've worked with editors of newspapers, magazines, and websites over the years, they have told me that the best time for at least they thought for my content was the weekends. And they, in fact, that's one of the reasons they took my article on the weekend because I gave it to them on Friday. And they liked having that they said that was a good time to publish. And Forbes, when writing for Forbes, they say the weekend is a good time to post.
Yeah. Well, and it isn't saying it isn't a good time to publish. It's saying engagement.
Right.
So if you want people to you know, be responding. So engagement is a little different than just,
I didn't mean to compare them directly. I'm just saying that every, yep. every you're right about the audience thing. Every audience is different. Now, I remember when there was only newspapers, right? When you only advertised newspapers and radio, right. in terms of posting, but advertisements in radio, advertisements in television, you would test it. You would run some on Monday. You'd run
Absolutely.
Some on Wednesday. See what the response
Absolutely.
Was. And after a while, every business had their own little cycle, didn't they?
Yes. And even with the Facebook advertising I've done for clients, we tested every day, different audiences, that type of thing.
That's the lowest form of analytics, isn't it? I mean, you can do that. You can do that with the calculator on your phone or with your fingers, for God's sake. Right?
Yes. It's the best way to do it. You just do small samplings and just test to see what's working for your audience.
What I worry about analytics, Kathy, is the more analytical a company becomes, and I've watched big companies do this, the more analytical they become, the less connected they are to the human beings they do business with.
Yes, because then they look at it as a statistic.
It's all a one and a zero. There's no faces, no noses,
right.
No real life there. And that's always troubled me. I mean, big corporations have to do analytics because they have to move a lot of freight. But small business owners need to learn how to keep their special sauce as they do their analytics. What do you think?
I agree with you. And always it's about the connection to the customer.
Yeah.
And, the higher the customer service, the better the business does.
And never let your customers see anything analytical from you, right? Never let them see anything
right.
analytical from you.
Right.
It looks like
no, you
that even
to.
Comes close to looking like you manipulated them, right?
No, you really don't want that. You really want them to feel like you care as a small business about that customer.
And you do, or you won't make it. You won't last. Hey, Kathy, hang on to that thought. KathyPerry.com. Is that right, Kathy? Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. I'm going to ask Kathy to give us some more reports, but also what's the future of social media? Could we have a world 5 years from now where social media is passe? If there's a God in heaven, maybe. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.